Well, there's some things going on down and some things going on down in Canby this evening, and Paul Ramos down there to tell us all about what's happening. Take it away there, Paul.
All right, thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, we're promoting SMSU wheelchair basketball tonight. The Canby Rotary Club and the Canby and Marshall Lions Club, they are sponsoring the Rolling Madness event tonight. SMSU wheelchair basketball, well known around the area, is here to take on some local Canby people, I understand. Yeah. And I have head coach Derek Klinkner. He's the head coach of the wheelchair basketball team at SMSU and Marshall. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks, Derek.
Yeah, you're running around here. You're getting set up, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. So these benefit demonstrations are great. You know, they just kind of spread awareness. They kind of show and showcase the sport itself, you know. And when I got introduced to the sport from Lou, who was my coach when I first started, I kind of stopped and said, hey, you know, wheelchair basketball, and I'd met a little bit of a deal, and then I started playing, and I realized the physical demand and how intense and the X's and O's and the cheating side of it are. It's a sport.
Yeah, that's right. So. Yeah, you brought your team with you here, and they're getting set up here. Talk about your team.
Yeah, so this year's team, so we're kind of in a rebuild, you know. So likewise, COVID was great for us. We kept everybody, and everyone got their year eligibility, and then last year, the COVID year, everyone was able to graduate, or they stepped away, or different things like that. So this year, we're kind of in a bit of a rebuild, mainly freshmen and sophomores, from that perspective, and they're from all over the country, all over the world. You know, I have a guy from Mexico, a guy from Canada, a couple guys from, you know, warm weather climates, you know, California, Florida, Arizona type of deal. So,
wow. Do you actively recruit?
Yes, actively recruit. You know, it's a kind of obviously a year-round process, and go to different tournaments to meet different people, and it's all networking as well. You know, it's not just regional or nationwide, it's also worldwide. So, okay. I mean, there's wheelchair basketball all over the world. It's the biggest adaptive sport or paralympic sport that is offered, you know, in the world right now.
Okay. How long have you been head coach at SMSU?
Since 2013.
Oh, okay.
So 10 years, about 10 years. Finished my 10th season, the full season type of deal. Feels like yesterday, but
yeah.
Okay. So it's long nights and different things like that. So, yeah, so it's, we've been building, you know, when I started over, we weren't very good, and then we've been competing for, haven't necessarily broken to the top four yet, but we're competing as the national champions.
Nice.
It used to be where, hey, we're going to try and survive this game. Now we're trying to win that game. Different things like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Talk about some of your athletic wheelchair basketball players. Who's your best shooter? Who's your best defender?
Oh, yeah.
That kind of thing.
Oh, so... Yeah, so when you look at wheelchair basketball, it's a little bit different. When you come out tonight and watch our games tonight, you're going to know this you know, player, Emmanuel Fudena. He's from Mexico. He's a 4.5 classification-wise, which means that when you're looking at function, he is the most has the most function, least disabled. He's you know, the leading scorer this past season. Sophomore, going to be a junior next year.
Okay.
Very talented player. He basically can shoot it from anywhere, and if you're not guarding him, he'll put it in. You know, from anywhere on the court type of deal there. But another player, you know, is Josh Brown. He just finished his freshman season for us. He's from Canada. He's a class 3.0. His strengths are essentially complement Emmanuel. They do really good playing together on the opposite side of the court, and if one person's open, they're going to shoot it, you know, and different things like that. You really can't key on one person and different things, but from a strategic standpoint, you know, it's the other players that really help set them up to get them open. They're not doing it by themselves, you know, so it's really kind of a true team game, you know, from that perspective. You know, so we have like Kendrick or Mac or sorry, McKinley and Janeiro and Abbott, you know, when they're out there, they may not have the ball in their hands, but they're doing stuff to set a screen, set a pick, get in a position to create space for the shooters to shoot.
Okay.
You know, and different things like that. So
is there, are the rules the same as basketball?
Mm-hmm. Very similar. When I say similar, there's a few things. There is no double dribble, but there is a travel. So every two pushes, every two touches of your wheel, you have to put the ball on the ground and dribble, or it'll be a travel turnover. But you can put the ball in your lap, so you don't have to worry about double dribbling and different things like that.
Okay.
The chair is part of the body, so it stays, you know, it goes out of balance, it's out of balance, different things.
Okay.
A big strategic part of wheelchair basketball, because there's no lateral movement, and you can't physically move somebody because of the wheelchair portion of it there, 3 seconds is an important call strategically. So if someone's without the paint for too long, it's going to be a turnover and different things like that. And then from a shooting perspective, the front caster wheel, so there is anywhere from 5 to 6 wheels on each wheelchair. You have 2 big wheels, and then you have caster wheels, which is a smaller wheel.
Yep.
The front smaller wheels can cross the line to shoot, so you'll see that tonight and different things like that.
Okay. Derek, tell us your story. Did you play basketball? Okay. Tell us your story. Do you mind?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So I started playing wheelchair basketball in 2010. Before that, I was an able-bodied athlete. I played football at SMSU.
Oh.
After my junior season, I was in an accident that left me paralyzed in a T12 L1 paraplegic incomplete injury. And then one day I was going down the hallway, and the former coach, Luke Shaver, who coached me, was the first coach at SMSU history. And
legendary.
Legend. Everyone knows Will.
Yep.
Type of deal. And saw me walking in the rolling in the hallway one day, and he introduced himself, and I kind of scoffed at him and said, "Hey, I'm not going to play that sport type of deal. I'm a former football player, different things." And his smirk at me, looked at me, and says, "You called it a sport," and he turned around and walked away. And about 6 weeks later, I'm on the team. Different thing. So I ended up playing for Lou for a couple seasons, and then he retired in 2013 for the final time, and that's when I kind of took over there. So I'd say my transition to wheelchair basketball was kind of a baptism by fire. When you played in the college division, there's 12 teams right now.
Okay.
In the division across the country.
Right.
And we were playing against one of the top teams, and my first time playing, thinking like, hey, a former athlete, it's going to be pretty easy, and I got my butt kicked, to say the least. It's a very humbling experience, and I had an appreciation for it in the sense of the time it takes for these athletes to learn how to push the chair and maneuver the chair skills, the X's and O's of it, and different things like that. So.
Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tougher in football?
Yes. It's more physically demanding than football.
Oh, wow.
And I say that because, I played, 3 years of college football, and then I played, 3 years of wheelchair basketball, and I would always be more exhausted after a game of wheelchair basketball.
Really?
Yeah, and it's because we play, when we go somewhere, we'll play about 4 games in 24 hours. Whereas football, you're going to be playing, you're going to be playing, one game, and if you're playing defense or offense, 6 seconds, maybe 60 plays type of deal. So, you're playing a little bit less in football, even though it is kind of high impact, kind of high intensity. In wheelchair basketball, you're going to play 4 games or 3 games or, sometimes 5 games,
right,
depending on how the bracket is set up or the tournament set up. And you're going to play 40 minutes or you're going to play 38 minutes. So, and you have to perform at a high level every single time or you might lose.
Yep.
I'm a different thing.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, Derek, good. I think I'm going to enjoy this thing watching wheelchair basketball because I've never seen a game before. So
it's going to be a fun night. They're going to showcase the skills and kind of what they can do and their abilities, and it's kind of exciting to kind of bring this to Canby. We did this before.
Oh, you did.
I don't know how many years ago.
Okay.
2 years ago now.
Okay.
So
and this is a fundraiser. Actually, this is as they come in the door at Canby High School here. It's a fundraiser for the SMSU wheelchair basketball team, and of course, takes a lot of money to run a program like this.
It does, yeah. So it's a benefit game, so we're getting some benefit. There's also, I can't think of the guy that also benefiting from has cancer.
Okay.
He's also getting something as well. That's something that we added late.
Okay.
So we're splitting the proceeds. So we're taking some and then going to the gentleman who,
Yep.
From that perspective, and then also the Lions Club will be taking some as well and giving it to somebody. So.
All right. Derek, thanks for joining us on Q92 here and talking wheelchair basketball. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and have fun tonight.
Thank you.
That's head coach Derek Klingner, the head coach at SMSU wheelchair basketball. And once again, the game's going to start at 6:30. There'll be Canby residents, Canby teachers. Dr. Slava might get in a wheelchair and see how that goes with the SMSU wheelchair basketball team. There's $10 admission for adults, $5 admission for K-12 students. There's a burger feed going on right now to 6:30. That's $8, includes burger, chips, and water. Concessions are available. There's a big silent auction going on in the old gym here in Canby High School, and just a lot of exciting things happening. And we'll talk with Lou Shaver here. He's a legend in wheelchair basketball here in a little bit. So we'll turn it back to you at the studios, Maynard.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do with all the money you save?
What you gonna do with all the money you save? This-